and elsewhere, giving impulse in unbroken silence to affect the hearts naturally in due course. That is the exact message that is quoted. The next sentence is, but it is for every living soul to wake up to his spiritual needs for the realization of the ultimate. The message itself starts with a sentence, it is owing to my profound attachment with humanity that I lay down the feelings of my heart to be bubbled up in the hearts of my fellow beings, the very part and parcel of my own being, in order to make every heart overflooded with peace and bliss. Some time back, when I was talking to Brother Anjaneyulu, I quoted this sentence and said, that is the Master. The Master is one who lives in all of us. Therefore, it becomes our duty to keep ourselves all the time oriented to that central essence, rather than wasting our time with activities of sorts. Activities are generated mainly because of thoughts. Thoughts of sorts is a problem. A question has been always there with me, that why should we disturb silence? But that is the very nature of God, why should we try to disturb it? From my point of view, this is an effort we are making to keep our thoughts on the Master and around him all the time. If we don't talk, this will be talking something else. It has been my observation that after every congregation, when we complete a satsang or a session, we tend to talk all sorts of. All sorts of thoughts and activities which do not connect us with the Divine. We have had occasions to observe that the Divine is more eager to embrace us, and we seem to be deficient in our orientation. Thereby we miss the opportunity of always being in bliss. Mana Ananda is possible only when we are oriented towards the Divine. Other types of Anandas are there. Somehow we seem to feel they are more concrete, more practical. People tend to enjoy activities and thoughts relating to the lower plane of our being, rather than getting into the thoughts and activities of the Divine Plane, which is our birthright to dwell in. I never wanted to talk today, but I thought I should This is some sort of an impulse that came to me from inside. And I felt like disturbing the silence for some time, asking you to get back to that as early as possible, as often as possible. We had on an earlier occasion even mentioned that we should not disturb silence unless we are going to better that. The spirit of Bodhayanti Paraspara is drawn, as you know, from one of the slokas of Gita. The Lord says, Machitta Madgata Purana Bodhayanta Paraspara Kadayanta Swama Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. So these congregations are occasions when we'll be talking about the Master. Kadayanta Swama. They talk about me. Tushyanti and Ramanti Cha. They enjoy. They dwell in my thought. Their activities are oriented towards me. Each one of us have got our own way of embracing the divine. But my appeal is to embrace, don't run away. However tight the embrace may be, however choking it might be, as we find it many times in meditation, still we should be prepared to get embraced by him, and we in turn should be always embracing him. Purity rises only when our thoughts are oriented towards the divine. The work of pranahuti is only that, while the master is trying to push us into the higher plane all the time. But there is no point in thinking about the role of the master. It is better you think about your role, because he will always do his job. He will definitely perform his task. Are we prepared to do our task? That's the question. Are you prepared to get yourself oriented to him? Are your priorities all that clear? These questions are put not to suggest that any one of you is lesser, living in a lesser plane. No, I do not mean that. I am only cautioning, in a world like this, where the materialistic impulses and stimuli are disproportionate to their value, are disturbing us. Congregations do help us to live in the higher plane. At least for the time that we are during the congregation. Silence is a language. The lesson is love. Carnality is always confused with the word love. I don't know why. Concern, commitment. Commitment to the welfare of humanity. That would be love. All other sciences will automatically fall in line under that. any amount of our saying that we love the other person or we love God will make no sense unless there is some concrete action or very, very concrete thoughts that you would be transmitting for the good of others. The 9 p.m. prayer is one of the most important lessons we learn in love. That lesson is tough, particularly when we have got all sorts of prejudices and notions against others, when we try to ruin our heart. Actually, we try to strangulate our heart with thoughts which are absolutely undivine. If our way of our life, if our molding our life is really good, it will definitely culminate in the 9 p.m. prayer as one of the initial steps. Those who would be concerned with all sorts of materialistic things or self-interest, they alone tend to forget the 9 p.m. prayer. And the Master's command was, stop all activities and do this prayer. I am aware of some Abhyasis who are very serious about it. One gentleman who is no more, while coming from his place of work to his residence in his scooter, because it was 9 p.m., he used to stop it by wayside and sit at the platform of the street, meditate for that 15 minutes, offering this prayer, and then go. It may appear a bit odd, but I see there a person who is sincerely concerned and sincerely believing in the Master that this is the method for the betterment of the world. He is always available with us, as he says in this message this morning, which we say, which we read in our diaries, which is a part of easiest way to God realization, a talk given by Master at Gulbarga in 1957, one of the earliest talks. We have tried to give the showers of divine grace, one of the first classifications we have made for the messages of the Master, with an earnest appeal to all of you to read this as often as you can, to aid further. Most of the sayings of the Master are taken from this book only, so that you will read the article again and again. One has to sink into these thoughts and get himself totally soaked. I know I have no business to go on talking like this when all of you are already in the state of mind, but I felt like telling. If I have taken away a few moments of your contemplation, pardon me for that. Pranam.